There were some others waiting down on the sidewalk, and we all piled into a cab. Johnny somehow fixed it so that I sat on his lap, and maybe I didn't get a thrill when he kissed me. Not that I'd not been kissed before, but this was a kiss. "Say, listen," I told him. "I'm a dancer, not a wrestling partner. Keep your hands above the belt." But maybe I snuggled a little closer to him, and pretty soon the cab rolled up to the curb, and we all got out. The party was up 4 flights, and the 2 rooms were full of people, it seemed to me. And Johnny brought me a drink before I'd taken off my coat. It was hot in there, and the drink tasted good. I was a green little fool then, and my hardness was all on the skin, like powder. Every now and then I kissed Johnny, and every now and then I took a drink, and I couldn't tell which was which after a while, because they both had the same effect. "You gotta tell me when it's midnight," I warned Johnny, "because you only bought my time till then, and I gotta get home by 1, or Ma will worry." And he promised he would. A lot of the people went out, bound for another place up in Harlem, but Johnny and I and 3 other couples stayed. I remember one of Johnny's special friends was a little clown named Eddie something, and he kept kidding me till Johnny squared off on him. But I didn't care when he called me the 4-minute virgin. I didn't care about much of anything. I danced with Johnny. Finally, I danced him into a corner. "I want to know 2 things, I said as best I could, with my little tongue tingling. What's a hoist guy, and what time is it?" Johnny looked me full in the eyes and laughed. "A hoist guy? That's a boy who makes his living giving other people physical culture, like this." And he stood up straight and raised both his arms above his head. "Like setting up exercises." That set my mind at rest. "And the other question?" He looked at his watch. "Just 11, he told me. But he was grinning, and I knew it was later. I shook his arm and he showed me his watch. It was after 12. "I gotta go home," I said. Johnny just laughed. "You're not going home yet, Bubbles. You're going to dance with me again. We're only young once, honey. Don't spoil this evening by running away." "I gotta go home." Johnny put his arm around me and kissed me. "Honey, why do you have to go home ever?" We were alone in the larger room, and I drew away from him.
I like you a lot, Johnny, but I gotta get home."
That was all I could say, and I didn't understand what he was saying. I only knew that I was going home in spite of hell and high water. I got my coat, and Johnny finally got his hat.
"All right," he said grudgingly. "I'll take you home if you're going to play hard to get."
We were out in the hall, and the stairs looked long and steep.
"I'll carry you down," said Johnny.
The others were laughing. Nobody showed any signs of going home but me. Johnny picked me up and started down the stairs with me. And on the first landing, he dropped me. Why? Because there was Mimi, with her black eyes blazing, and she was all alone.
"I knew I'd find you here, you little rat," she screamed at me. "You're after my man, you cheap little dog daughter. Wait till I get my fingers in your hair."
I looked at Johnny, but he wasn't saying or doing anything. Then I saw why. Mimi was pulling at something in her purse, and it wasn't a vanity case. It was a gun. I was just full enough of gin, so I didn't care what happened, and I was fighting mad with what she had called me, and who wouldn't be? Without thinking, I slipped down out of Johnny's arms, and then jumped straight down the 5 or 6 steps toward Mimi, before she got the gun out. Bam! I landed on her hard, and I heard what sounded like a cannon go off in my ear. And everything faded away. I came to with a headache, plenty headache. I was bumping up and down in a cab, and there were other people there. But Mimi was gone. Johnny held me in his arms, and Eddie and another guy were looking back. I wanted to know where we were going.
"To my place," said Johnny.
I sat up.
"I'm going home," I started to yell.
"Shut up, you little fool," said Johnny. "You can't go home. You gotta hide out. If you go home, the cops will get you before morning, and they'll have you in the big house. For murder."
I sat back.
"Sober enough to understand?" asks Johnny.